Let's talk about bears. It is bear season out there. We are very familiar with them in the Lower Mainland, especially in certain neighborhoods. We already have too much of a problem with bears becoming habituated to humans. But, you know, mostly when we talk about that, that's black bears, right? What about grizzlies? Well, we tend to think of grizzlies as scary, as territorial killers, as something to really be afraid of. So why then is Parks Canada hiring Indigenous wildlife guardians to teach people that grizzly bears are not necessarily what we think they are? Well, Joy Spearchief Morris is an Indigenous and African American journalist and national news reporter for the Globe and Mail, has written about this actually in the Narwhal, joins us now to talk more about it. Joy, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
So what have you learned about grizzly bears?
I have learned an awful lot about grizzly bears in the last year. I've learned some interesting biological and, I guess, environmental facts about grizzly bears. I've learned their importance in the environment. I've also learned a lot of cultural and spiritual importance of grizzly bears. And I've also learned that a lot of the myths and preconceptions that we have towards grizzly bears in the media and in Western culture might actually not be correct.
Okay, in what way? What do you mean?
So from the many people that I talked to, there is this conception that, you know, grizzly bears are these, you know, big territorial man eaters. You know, we see it in movies and on television all the time. You know, there was just Cocaine Bear that came out. We also, the Reverend has that big famous scene of Leonardo DiCaprio being, you know, mauled by an angry grizzly bear in the woods. But from the biologists and the grizzly bear conservationists and the experts that I talked to, a lot of that is actually not true. So grizzly bears evolved to be on the prairies here in Canada, out in open spaces. That's their biology. And because of colonialism and settlers, they were pushed into the woods. And one of the biologists I talked to says that this goes all the way back to, you know, like Lewis and Clark days, where settlers were coming with guns and they were finding grizzly bears and hunting them and they were shooting at them. And over time, enough grizzly bears were killed that they were pushed into the woods. And this negative stereotype of people equals guns started to be reinforced with bears and with people. And so, you know, you shoot at bears are going to start attacking you. And it created this negative relationship. And it also created this negative storytelling that we've told over years and years, that if you run into a grizzly bear, it's going to attack you.
Okay, so what is going to happen then?
So the more likely situation that you're going to run into from the other biologists and conservationists that I was talked to is that you most likely are going to see a grizzly bear, and the bear is going to see you, and nothing's going to happen. A lot of the times that the situation that you're going to run into is that bear will see you and will continue about its ways. A lot of the situations where we see people getting into more aggressive encounters with bears are usually related to, you know, people leaving food out on campgrounds, or, you know, there's people with dogs that are off leash is a big one. Dogs scare bears, and bears will then become, you know, aggressive towards a dog. That's another one. Or it may just be a moment of surprise. The actual statistics of people being attacked by bears are actually a lot lower. A lot more grizzly bears are actually killed by people than the other way around. So as long as you're being bear safe out in the woods, if you're out hiking and you're making lots of noise, you know, you're talking loudly, you're calling out to the bears here and there. You always have bear spray on you in the event that, you know, there is an unfortunate encounter where the bear is taken by surprise and you're taken by surprise. But if you're acting smart and the bear knows where you are, like, most likely the bear is not going to be too bothered with you.
I guess, Joy, what I worry a bit about, though, is if people absorb that message, then will they not take it seriously enough, right? Like, we already have trouble with humans getting too close to bears.
It is true. And I think that is a lot of criticism that people have, is that, you know, if we think about bears as being, you know, just docile, that, you know, they're not going to hurt us and that we can just kind of just do whatever we want. But I think it also is important to understand that we need to respect grizzly bears as wild animals. They are wild animals. And in any case, you don't want to go up and pet a wild animal. And I think it is just a matter of having respect and giving space. So that's why you are usually supposed to be loud when you're out in the woods, is to, you know, give wild animals a heads up that you're there and give them the space. Like, most wild animals don't want to come up to you if you're familiar with, you know, being outside. Like, a lot of times they want to stay away from you. So a lot of that is, you know, just being bear smart and understanding that this is a wild animal. If I try and go and pet it, obviously it's going to try and attack me. And, you know, bears are also individuals in themselves. Not every single bear is going to think of people in the nice way. That's when we get those unfortunate encounters, which are rare. But it is important to just understand that you're being bear smart. You're taking all the precautions to make sure that you are being safe out there. And, you know, don't go looking for bears, but understanding that if you do run into a bear, it's not going to immediately mean your death.
But still be bear smart. That's the key there. Joy, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate that. Joy Spearchief Morris is an Indigenous and African-American journalist for a national news reporter for the Globe and Mail, writing about bears, grizzly bears in particular, a new program that Parks Canada is launching to make people be more bear aware of particular grizzly bear behavior.
Just before he was hanged, a prospector accused of murder sets a curse on anyone looking for his hidden gold. I'm Crew Williams, the host of Dead Man's Curse. Join me as we journey into this 150-year-old mystery to sort fact from fiction and maybe find a little gold along the way. Join our quest. Search for and follow Dead Man's Curse, Slumuk's Gold, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and wherever you find your favorite podcasts.